Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
So glad that you guys are with us today. We are doing a practical proverb that you need to know. And today we're talking about fat bats.
Fat bats. It's an easy way for me to... It's an easy way for me to remember the principle is fat bats. Mm.
And fat bats.
Yeah.
You got to say it really fast.
So if we succeed today, we're going to teach you a proverb that is easy for you to remember because you're always going to think about fat bats.
There we go. That's all we needed. We didn't need anything else.
Several years ago, Pastor Holly and I went to a mission trip to Indonesia. And, of course, the culture's so different. If you've ever been on the other side of the world, you just have to lay down everything you think about the way people interact and society because it's just a different world. Mm. And so the first thing you notice is people are generally very thin. And then the second thing you notice is if you drive somewhere, you wonder how people just aren't dying everywhere because the way they drive, they don't use rules to drive. They use instinct. And so it's just like, how does anybody survive this process?
It's all about reflexes.
Yeah, it's all about instinct and defensive driving, but the rules don't apply. And we're Americans, we run by rules of, you know what I'm saying, the red light means stop, the green light means go. No, they just figure out who's supposed to go just by instinct. And then there's, you might have a big old bus and a moped right next to it, weaving in and out, it's wild. But okay, not to get off on that. But one of the things I noticed is most people are very slim.
Slender.
But then when I went to a pastor's donors meeting, I noticed some more plump couples. And this got my attention because I'm like, wow, a plump Indonesian. What's the deal with that?
Why are they so different?
Yeah, why are they? They stick out.
Yeah.
And so then...
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, right? Yes. But the literally, as an American, you're like, yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah. as figuratively, you're saying, that's weird. Mm. Because of what I've experienced in the culture over here. So what I noticed was, I thought, well, this is odd. And I couldn't figure it out. Finally, the pastor told me, well, in Indonesia, if... you go away, you leave your family, and you go away, and you come back 10 years later more plump, it signifies that you succeeded in wealth. Mm. So if you come back all thin, it signifies that you did not succeed in wealth. I'm like, wow, really? He said, yeah. He said, because it's not uncommon. He said, I was raised on... rice and whatever fish I could find. Mm. So, you know, and the big joke over there is over here we treasure our dogs, but over there a roadkill dog is
a good meal.
Dinner.
yeah.
And so it was pretty wild. It's just different. So I'm like, wow, okay. So in your culture, coming back 10 years, significantly what we would say, maybe need to go on a diet. In their culture, it represents success. Well, that's actually biblical culture right there. But I want you to think about that. The Bible and Proverbs suggest a concept of more than enough, overflow that God provides, but there's a methodology. So Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce. And if you do that, he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. You'll have fat vats. Mm. Okay. Now, I got to thinking about this, and they wanted their barns filled with grain because that represented security. That represented, if we go through a drought or a hard winter, we've got enough to feed our family and feed the cattle and whatever we got. But vats are a different thing. That represents wine. You can survive just fine without wine. So what Solomon is saying is that not if you honor the Lord with your wealth and the first part, the best part of everything you produce, God will fill up your barn with what's going to make you secure. And then he's going to go over to your vat that you use for making wine and give you overflow and abundance with that which you really don't need. It's quite a promise when you look at it that way. So that's how we're going to get fat vats. Okay, let's break it down a little bit. How do we honor the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce? So let's go into practical things we need to do. That is our part. Let's start there.
The principle of tithing and the first fruits.
Which is what? I mean, explain that. We were in a men's meeting this morning and someone was telling us that I realized we haven't done enough teaching on this basic principle of baptism because they had unanswered questions. And so let's assume people, what's a tithe?
Tithe means 10%.
And it's not just any 10%.
It's your first
10%. It has to be the very first 10% of all increase that you receive. So belongs to the Lord.
Is that first 10%. And what you're doing in that is you are making covenant with God.
It's a pretty
good deal.
It's the first 10% before you pay your rent, before you pay your mortgage, before you buy groceries, before you... and why does it need to be before all of that?
Because what you're saying is I trust in the Lord more than I trust in these things.
Yeah. I learned this by experience, and I'm such an experiential guy that I needed to maybe learn it by experience, is that we tried to tithe when we were first married off the bottom of the budget. And you know what we found?
There's never enough money to tithe.
There was never enough money to tithe.
Yeah.
So we simply moved it to the very top of the budget and said the tithe is before our rent, before our groceries, before our car payment, before our gas, before anything. And what we learned was, oh, we can tithe. and then God worked out the rest, really. So it's the first tenth. Okay, let's go on. So honor the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce. So the tithing, what else is there?
I think it is... I think it's not just the tithe, it's everything that you produce. So you can get into the tithe and the 10% and all of your increase, but it goes past the financial motivations into everything else that you do.
Yeah.
So I need to be making sure that I'm honoring the Lord in my work. I need to be making sure I'm honoring the Lord in my marriage, in my parenting, in any of the relationships that I have, in my free time.
Basically anything you produce.
Yep.
Anything you produce, the first tenth belongs to the Lord, right? And so that's a good way to think about it. And then it can move into offerings and whatnot, but that's not specifically what Solomon is talking about here. He's just talking about make sure you get the first tenth of what you produced set aside for the Lord. Now, it can move into offerings because Paul did this with the Corinthians that he said... to them, every week set aside something for the offering. And so that when I come, you don't have to do a last minute offering so that the offering's ready and then I can take it over to Jerusalem. So it can get into the offering too. You're going to set aside weekly amounts, the first of you know your weekly amounts, so it's ready. So that's all also there. So... if you'll do that, the promise is that God will give you fat vats. and the beauty of this is that it's not just enough. It's not just back-end security, but it's stuff you don't need. Fat vats. It's stuff you don't need. I mean, That's the promise, is that you'll become a person with an overflow of stuff you don't need. Now, you can choose to give that stuff away if you want to, mm-hmm. but you become a person of more than enough.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for the methodology. The methodology is so simple, is that the devil can also give you more than enough.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
It will never be enough. You'll become one of those people who has so much stuff, but you feel so empty.
Yeah.
And so hungry and so lustful and so obsessed with all of these things because it is never enough.
And the Proverbs actually speak to that as well, mm-hmm. that's a problem with humanity.
Yeah.
But when you do it God's way and your blessings are coming from Jesus, there's two things that happen. Number one is that the blessings satisfy. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's the first thing. They satisfy. Even though you've got more than enough and you're running out of storage and then the other thing is that you won't have the negative consequences that come with it because it's a blessing that Jesus provides. Mm-hmm. See? So you're doing it God's way by giving him the first and best. And this gets so practical in decisions you make. I'm still coming off of a mission trip in my mind. We're taping these way ahead, but I'm reminded of... we had people going to the nation of Cuba, and they need our help with supplies for another mission team. And that mission team hadn't figured out yet how to find stuff to take. Mm-hmm. Understandable. You got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of stuff, but it was stored up for our mission trip. And so our mission team leader said, "Pastor, what do you think?" I said, "Take everything we got and give it to them." I said, he said, "Well, man, if we got it. We're going to have another mission trip in about 2.5 months after." I said, "Oh, God will resupply it. Don't worry about it." And so I said, "Haul it all down there in your truck, all of it, and have them haul it in their suitcases, and we'll have plenty."
Yeah.
So they did that. Their mission team, he hauled it all down there, filled up their suitcases, and hauled it all into Cuba. And if you know the story, this is how the Cuban pastors gain favor with the communist government is we give them our stuff, then they do giveaways to the community.
Yeah.
And so then when it came 2.5 months later, the test comes. Well, are we going to have enough to bring in? And I was moderately involved in the process, but when we got there and pulled out our stuff and laid it out to organize it, I said, "Where did all this stuff come from?" And he said, "Well, the Lord filled it up."
That's it.
And so we were able to take our fat from our fat vats, mm-hmm. The abundance that the Lord supplied, mm-hmm. and resupply them again with just crazy stuff that they needed. Medicines. There was a whole medicine table, and there was a whole sheet table. And there was a whole candy table, and there was just crazy stuff. And then someone that's dear to me donated 60 shoes that are in like new condition, mm-hmm. and they're brand name shoes. And I didn't think anything of it. Brand name shoes. Well, down there you can't access those. Mm-hmm. So they just happened to fit two of the pastors, and they said, and I noticed the pastors over there trying on shoes, and I thought, "Well, that's interesting," but they later grabbed me and they said, "No, you don't understand. We can't buy these here. Even if we had the money, mm-hmm. these shoes, these quality of shoes are not accessible here." And so it was just an extraordinary thing that I watched God do. So long story short is that if you want fat fats, and you know you do,
yeah,
honor the Lord with the best part of everything you produce.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.